Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Kaline reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Kaline scores. Cash moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Horton moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jim Colburn now pitching. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Ferraro moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Ryerson now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Scott steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs strikes out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. Coleman scores. Kaline moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Gary Ryerson. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rodriguez moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaHood moves to second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis pinch hits for Earl Stevenson. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 3 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. May moves to second. Ken Brett pinch runs for John Briggs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Brett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ferraro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. LaHood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHood. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Tigers. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 12-4, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 4 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Northrup moves to second. It's 13-4, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 4 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 4 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.